Oh, there we go. It's recording.
Okay. Alrighty, so I don't remember what the roles were. Let's see.
According to Nirazo's email, Aishi was the organizer, Nirazo is the moderator, I'm the recorder, Georgette's the synthesizer.
Okay. Great.
I just have to say though, I'm really not feeling well. I have a terrible migraine. So if I have to hang up, I apologize in advance, but I might have to.
Okay. Well, what was the purpose of calling the meeting? I don't remember what's going on.
Well, we have the article that we, that we're editing.
Right.
And I think, for me, I was just kind of wondering, okay, how do we proceed?
Mm-hmm.
We've all kind of made some comments in the document.
Right.
But we need to see. I just wasn't clear how we were moving on from there. So, making progress to having it published.
I was curious about. I think it was you, Nirmala, so that said that you made some changes, but you thought some of them needed to be discussed, and I wasn't sure if any of them came to mind that you were concerned about.
That was Aisha.
Okay.
I think it might have been. Well, can we just go through the last version, which was, I guess, the version that Jennifer sent?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then I guess we can just figure out what's going on in there. Because there are some comments from me, some comments from Jennifer, and I'm not sure if what's there. So,
I know in the abstract, and we had talked about it before, I think, that we need to change the abstract so it matches more what we're doing in this paper.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I think this is Jennifer's comment that she was willing to rewrite the abstract if we need to do that.
Right.
Yes.
Great.
Okay.
That'll be great.
So I win. I'll go ahead and I'll rewrite it.
So should we just start from the introduction then?
Okay.
And I guess I'm at comment 84. It's just a stylistic thing.
Okay.
In terms of this article reports on.
Okay.
In this article, we present a thorough but not exhaustive literature review. And again, I guess this is why I was saying I didn't know that if it was, to just go ahead and change it, or we can talk about it, or because it's just really a stylistic thing.
No, that's fine. That's fine. It sounds better.
Can, excuse me for 1 second, can somebody send that copy to me? I know I sent it to you, but my hard drive has crashed in the past 2 weeks, so I'm not seeing it in my sent items. I had to get a new computer.
I just forwarded immediately.
Thank you. I have Aisha's, but I don't have my own.
Okay.
That's always fun when you start the new semester and your hard drive's crashed.
Oh, no.
It's the worst.
Okay.
Thank you.
I hope it has the attachment. How do I get it to have the attachment? Hold on. Okay, it's on its way.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And, while we're waiting for Jennifer to get hers, it was unclear to me if things in red were new stuff or if it was old stuff.
Oh, yeah. I probably should have used the review tools, but that...
Was
new stuff. Yeah. Okay. So items in red were new new changes or new additions?
Changes.
Some of it was just moving things around, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. So,
Jennifer, did you get it, or is it still in cyberspace?
let me refresh.
Yeah.
And I have it. Thank you.
Okay.
Great. So I guess some comments on whether you think that needs to be changed, or
I'm fine with that. You mean to describe existing pedagogical interventions?
Yes.
Did we describe existing pedagogical interventions?
Yeah, we did, not in great detail, but we did talk about some of the things that have been suggested in the literature.
Okay. I wonder if we can put in a word, just the word some, describe some existing pedagogical interventions.
Okay, I'll do it right now. Okay.
And I will kind of complete the introduction, unless anybody else has anything to add.
Okay, why don't we move to section two?
Okay.
So I see that second paragraph,
mm-hmm.
where it says Delmas year, it's the...
Yeah, we need a year.
Okay, I'll take care of that. And then the next comment says the page number needs to be at the end of the quote.
Yeah, I thought that you had to do author year, and then you put the quote, and then you put Narazuk or somebody else who has their manual. Doesn't the page number go at the end of the quote?
I think it does go in the end.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But not the year, right? Because the year was in the previous paragraph.
The year is, the year is with the name, mm-hmm. where the name comes up, you know, the author's name. Are you talking about the page 961?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so the Shaughnessy, then it should have 2007
okay.
in parentheses. And then the page will come at the end.
Okay.
Right. Because, you see, if you had continued, or whoever wrote this, if it was a continuation in a 2007 article, Shaughnessy, blah, 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 from the previous section, you wouldn't have the year. But Rumsey and Delmas was in between them.
Okay.
Do you see?
Oh, I do see. Thank you.
So that's why you have to put the year there again.
Okay, that was a rookie error. Sorry, guys.
That's okay. And same thing in that paragraph. I guess I added in doing similar research just to transition.
Yes.
And because, again, Cobb was mentioned way above, you have to put the year again here.
Okay, great. I'll fix that.
And I guess pretty much everywhere in there it's year, year, year.
Okay, I see that. Yeah, okay.
One suggestion that I was making, which is 87, if you didn't want to have to repeat the year all the time, if it was possible to move all the Cubs stuff together, all the Delmas stuff together.
Okay.
That was just a suggestion, though.
Yeah, because that would depend on if it changes the flow of the.
That's right.
Okay, I'll look it over and rewrite it if it doesn't.
But pretty much, if somebody else appears in between the first time you
mm-hmm.
spoke about the author, you have to use the year again.
Okay.
Right, Narazu?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, great. Any more comments on my section?
I think that was it.
Okay.
I don't even know whose section. I just...
I don't know either. I'm reading.
I don't know. I just remember mine.
And Georgette, if you want an example of the putting the page number at the end...
Mm-hmm.
In the reasoning about p-value section, the very first paragraph has an example.
Okay, I'll check that out.
And I wasn't sure, Aisha, you had a comment about footnotes.
Yeah.
And I was going to check, but I didn't.
Okay.
I don't know. I think I've seen them in some articles that I've read.
Right. I guess it depends on the journal.
And I can double check that, and if they are allowed, then I can just move that into the footnote.
Or actually, I mean, if it can stay there too, because if I remember correctly, that journal usually has links. Anyway, like people usually have a lot of links in the article.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And whoever rewrote this section, I really liked it. Because remember we were talking about how do we... you know, talk about the gorilla concept or whatever else, and we actually did move past to talk about specifically what the big issue is, which is that students were missing it.
Okay.
So I just wanted to make a comment that I really liked that.
Well, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So I noticed in that paragraph with the description of the gorilla that you, a few lines past that, I see the word A in red with a yellow highlight over it.
Yeah, I didn't add that, I didn't think.
Okay.
I did that.
Yeah, because I think originally it was there, and you had made a comment that
we should make it.
Okay.
I think you're probably just highlighting that a change was made there.
Right. Okay. And probably the other highlight also. Things was moved around or something.
Okay.
But it also is okay to me.
And then you made an edit in there that can, the wording.
Because I think it just said Garfield and Chance discuss three assessment tools, but I thought that because we were talking about assessing statistical literacy, reasoning, and thinking, that it was important to tie it to, I don't know.
No, it sounds good.
I mean, I can take it or leave it in terms of those words.
I think it improves the style.
And then I was really confused, and I think somebody already answered this question. I was really confused about the et al, because I thought it was only five or more.
Oh, I'm looking at the APA style that I downloaded, I guess, around the time we started this, and it says after the sixth author use et al.
Mm-hmm.
But it sounds like, I mean, we don't have enough there. It's just four.
Yeah,
so
does anybody remember whose reference this is? We can just... I guess it's down to the bottom, right, in the bibliography, in the reference.
Oh, yeah.
We can probably just copy-paste the name. Well,
yeah,
not.
The last name of the other authors.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's easy to fix. What's next?
I don't remember seeing anything else in that section. Did anybody else see?
Nope. So common errors.
Mm-hmm.
So
the block in red was where we had talked about moving things around, right?
Yeah, because it seemed there was common errors and then pedagogy in there.
Okay.
So
this is the things moved around section now.
Okay.
Okay, good. I just wanted to. No, I'm asking.
I don't know if it's been. I didn't do it. I'm not sure if.
I think the thing with this part in red was that it didn't seem to, it kind of, I don't know how to put it, kind of ruined the flow.
Mm-hmm.
Like the information is worth having, but you need to put it in, you know, in different places so it matches better.
Okay, well, let me see what I had from the last. Hold on. I thought we had made some edits on the previous, from the previous meetings related to that section and how we wanted to move it around. But I'm going to have to look up the minutes to see what we had said we would be doing. Does anybody remember if it was about that section or if it was something else?
I do remember that in this section,
mm-hmm.
it was kind of blended together with two sections initially, because I know that I was I wrote some of the common errors, but I did not write all of this that's in here.
I recognize some of the stuff as something I wrote, too, in there.
I think it's a blend of the two, which is maybe why it's not flowing so easily. I'm not sure if we have some transitional sentences we can put in there.
I think because I'm looking at the minutes from last time, and there were specific bullets in terms of what we needed to move. It says, and again, the page numbers are probably off, but it says common errors starting at the challenge remains. Georgette suggests moving that section since it seems to be an overlap with the pedagogy. So let's see, was that actually done?
I don't think
so. Challenge remains. Yeah, so I think we had suggested, based on the minutes from last time, do you guys have those minutes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this question is more about the pedagogy than common error. Well,
yeah.
It seems to be more about that.
Yeah, so it sounds like we were supposed to remove that entire starting at the challenge remains,
mm-hmm.
Moving that section, removing
into
that entire paragraph.
I think we were going to put some of it down in pedagogy because some of the information isn't there in pedagogy.
It seems to be an overlap with the pedagogy. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I'll offer to do that. If that's okay with everybody.
Yeah, and I have no objection to, if something's been doubly stated, I have no objection to any part that I've written, and I really don't know which exact part it is. If it needs to be deleted, then delete it. You know,
okay.
I have no objection to that.
We already have the information, you know, because we were writing different sections, and it's quite possible that, you know, all four of us might have the same information in some sections. It's fine.
Okay.
You know, keep one. So we have the information, but we don't have redundancy.
Okay, I'll have to try to find this, but the second change that I'm looking at from the minutes, and someone see if you can find where this is, but it says, move page 4, paragraph starting at, as mentioned, Lane guitars, our past instrument is designed, the common errors. And page 3, paragraph starting at Soto's, Van Hoof, etc.
The first one is actually on page 5 now.
Okay, but is it in common errors?
It's right before common errors. It's the last paragraph before common
errors.
So
the suggestion was to move that to common errors.
Oh, to move this. Okay.
I'm just looking at the minutes from the July meeting.
Do we still want to do that?
Because Naradu had suggested talking about the errors that Sharon Lane Guitars identified.
Right, that's right.
In the common errors section, because if we take out that paragraph, it would be a little shorter, so we were going to put stuff in. Again, I'm just looking at the minutes.
Okay.
And it also said to move to the common errors section, page 3, paragraph, starting at Soto's Van Hoof, dot, dot, dot. Do you see that? I'm looking at a minute, so I can't see.
It's on page 3, right in the middle of the page. So you think that, we agreed that paragraph should move also? Okay.
Yeah, because it talks about common errors.
Okay, I'll take care of that also, both of those, tonight.
Because I think that's how we were going to improve the flow, right?
Right. Yeah, you're right. I forgot about it.
And let's see. I'm just looking at the minutes. I had no clue either. Anything else we said? The minutes just went on to talk about acknowledgement after that.
Okay. I think we should change assistance to guidance.
Where are we?
In acknowledgements.
Acknowledgements.
There's a bunch of stuff around there. I don't know about assistance, but they definitely guided us. We did our own work, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
The paragraph before that.
Oh, the pedagogy.
The four acknowledgments I do recognize as, I think I was trying to summarize what had been stated in the common errors. I don't know if that, I had put some comments, J13, J14, J15 in here, mm-hmm. because as I read it, I was thinking, I know when I wrote it, after I read it again, I thought maybe it needed to be a little stronger. In some areas and maybe not so strong in others. And I thought that that's going to be our concluding paragraph, and we might need to strengthen it a little bit. So I just put a couple of comments in there, knowing that if that's the final, if that's our conclusion, we might want to collectively look at that and strengthen it.
I like the suggestion of using educators instead of instructors,
mm-hmm.
and I like should take a instead of need to.
Okay.
But I think that we should adjust our teaching accordingly is stronger.
You like that?
Than
okay.
Questioning, is there a pedagogical intervention that can be incorporated into the lesson to improve student understanding? I don't know. That's just me personally.
Yeah, and that was my original statement. We should adjust mm-hmm. our teaching accordingly, but I didn't know if it sounded too preachy, too, you know.
But then you go right nicely, and the challenge remains,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Okay.
all you can, we can probably even just eliminate that all together and go from, do their conversations reflect what we taught or what or thought we taught? The challenge remains to effectively study innovative classroom reforms and assess their impact on introductory statistics students. I feel like that last sentence should say something about p-values and statistical significance.
Yeah.
So maybe in your comment, J9, I think it is. Jennifer's, it says, you have the question, is there a pedagogical intervention that can be incorporated into the lesson to improve student understanding, so we could say, of p-values?
Oh, and just put that in instead and end it that way?
Well, the comment, I have it as J15, but that comment, I was thinking we needed to maybe pull back to the intro where we were talking about pedagogical interventions, and we had just finished talking about, well, again, that's going to change with the, well, we just finished it in the pedagogy section, or just wrapping that up. We didn't talk about any interventions here, and maybe that's going to, you know,
I thought you said we did
where we wanted
talk
it
about
to lead.
Pedagogical interventions.
I'm sorry, say that again?
I thought we did. I thought, because up top, remember when, you mean here as in that paragraph or here as in the paper?
In the paragraph. Just,
oh, okay.
I guess trying to tie everything together. Like, this is what we were trying to accomplish in the paper and just tie together in this last paragraph.
Well, I actually thought that the pedagogical intervention was a small part of. I thought the paper was mostly about what's happening out there in terms
okay.
of misconceptions. You see what I mean? So,
yeah,
I'll be okay, Narazu?
I was just thinking that, you know, I was looking at the big picture. I was thinking that we would pick up from here, like, well,
right,
now
the
that
next
we have
right.
Mm-hmm. Misunderstanding.
Yep.
So kind of go more into the pedagogy in a subsequent
paper. But actually, now that Narazu has said it, Jennifer, I like the idea of replacing the "we should adjust our teaching accordingly" with the sentence that you have.
Okay.
With the addition that Narazu suggested. What was it? Of improved student understanding of Narazu, what is it?
Of p-values.
And statistical significance or something like that. Or just,
It kind of ties back to our topic.
Right.
Okay.
Because that is our main topic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somewhere
yeah.
in all of this.
yeah.
Georgia, did you get that change?
Is it in the minutes? Actually,
No, it's right in the comments.
I see it right in the comments, yeah.
So we're going to the comments 13, 14, and 15, we're going to replace
them.
Yeah, incorporate them and add on the comment 15, understanding of p-values and statistical significance.
Okay. So what I was thinking about doing is making the changes that I agreed to do and then make those changes and then send it out to all of you for you to do your next changes.
Oh, okay. So I'll make that change.
Do you just want to do your changes?
Yep.
Okay.
So that we can, because you have the original thought. And
right.
Sounds good.
Does that sound fair to everybody?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
I
just thought you were typing in.
Yeah, I thought you were typing.
Oh, I typed in some things, but.
Okay.
And so what else do we have here? Just the authors. Oh no, it looks like there's some comments in the reference section.
Let's see.
I just added my information and the contact information.
Yeah, we don't have Narazu's yet, and I don't know what work.
I think I put it in and did not send it.
Oh,
but
okay.
I don't think you need to. Do we put every? Isn't it just the first author's name that needs to go in? Isn't it just Jennifer's information? Jennifer's information?
No, it says first author's name, first author's address, first author's email address, first author's phone and fax,
other
authors' names and addresses.
Yeah, that's it.
Acknowledgement.
I just put something out there to the group. I just personally feel like Georgette has done a really great job of doing a lot of the initial edits. are moving us along. And I would like to suggest that we make her first author.
Yes.
For the additional work that she's done.
I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah.
Oh, I agree.
I really appreciate that, especially going into grad school.
Yeah.
It'll be nice to see. If it gets published, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have no problem with the order, and I know I always feel strange even when always having a last name that starts with B. I'm always at the front of the line. I'm in the front of the class. I'm at the front of the authors, and I feel like I don't need to be in the front. Even when we present something, there's a group of us, and my name's first. I said, I don't have to be first.
But we appreciate, though, Georgia, all that you've done for keeping
absolutely.
Us
absolutely.
Oh, sure. It was. I was really excited about this, that I got accepted to do this and to work with all of you. You know,
yeah.
Think, great.
Good.
So, okay. So I'm thinking my part then is to do what I said earlier, was just to make some of the changes that are, you know, that I agreed to make, and then, you know, fix up some things and then send that out.
Right.
To, should I send it to
everyone, I guess.
Everyone.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I'll start working on
jumping in, yeah.
I'll start working on changing our Google Doc too to reflect the changes, because I haven't touched that.
Okay.
All right. Wonderful.
Sounds good.
How are you guys?
Go ahead.
I was just wondering, like, how are you guys feeling about doing the pedagogical intervention this semester? Does this feel good to anybody, or?
Well, we would have had to really figure out what it, because I haven't even started really looking at all of the documents that you guys send us.
Oh, okay.
Because remember we were talking about, the randomization stuff, and then a few other stuff. I just don't know if I can get it done this semester, to be honest with you guys.
I'm actually not teaching that statistics course this semester at all. I'm teaching our intro stats class, so I wouldn't be able to do it in my class.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But what we could do is actually use the semester to do the literature review related to pedagogy, which would be basically the introduction of the main paper. What's that?
We have, you know, when we did the pre-test is what we could call it.
Yeah.
So we've got that to work on. So we could do a write up on that.
Yeah, you're right.
And end with, okay, now this is the intervention that we're going to try and evaluate its efficacy.
Because I think we still need to really dig a little deeper in terms of what are the type of interventions there are out there.
Okay.
That's just my opinion before we jump on it.
I was kind of getting from the conferences I've been to this summer that, like, I know the statisticians that I know, of course, I don't have a degree, right? So so I've been talking with some of the statisticians around here, and they're all like, they turn up their nose at randomization methods.
Yeah.
Like, they don't, you know, and I was thinking about how it just seems to be a hot topic right now, and maybe that's not even the direction we want to take.
No, because remember, I think it was also Jennifer who mentioned, because, for instance, like me, a lot of my students are going into feeding into other classes, so I have to teach them standard methods.
Right.
I cannot teach them randomization, and they go on to business and are all confused.
Right. That
or
would be fine.
They still go on confused.
Yeah.
The usual teaching, but, yeah. Something we can use the fall to find something else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we don't want to make the understanding worse.
That's right. We're in confusion.
But at least they'll know what a p-value is.
They'll really know what a p-value is.
They have no idea how to do anything else, but they know what a p-value is.
Oh,
good.
Oh, boy. Do we want to have some deadlines for getting that paper, the corrections out and moving?
Yeah. I actually plan to go home and work on it.
Okay. And I just have a couple of changes I can make, and I can make those.
And are you still doing the abstract, Jennifer?
Yeah, the abstract, if I can just at least work on that over the weekend. We started classes a week ago Monday. We're in our second week of classes.
I started today.
Wow.
Oh.
So, and I'm teaching 15, no, I'm teaching 18 credit hours. I have five classes.
Oh, my God.
Should we say September 15th? Is that too late?
I'm sorry?
September 15th.
That's I'll be done by Monday.
I'll be done. But I guess for the entire round.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a great date.
Yeah. She's like, I'll be done.
I have to. I have to give myself deadlines.
actually woken you up the classes. My goodness.
The I decided that it would be a great idea to collect homework in every class.
Oh,
like,
no!
Weekly.
Brilliant, brilliant, yeah.
It was a little anecdotal, yeah. Anyway.
No wonder you have a migraine.
Yeah, really.
You know, I think there's something to that. One thing I have not, I'm also new at writing, Georgette was, you know, saying we're new at writing, we're both new at writing this. I will write the abstract, but if you have comments, and that's one of the reasons why I offer to do that, because I want to try to write it in the style which I've seen others, but please make comments and suggestions if you don't think it looks good.
And I think you really may only have to add one or two lines, actually, because the beginning starts off okay.
Yeah.
For the most part. So, yeah.
But if I'm missing the boat on it, just let me know.
No problem.
Because I'm... also, this semester, I'm applying for promotion.
Oh.
And all of that has to be in by... Well, it has to be done by November. So the next couple
wow.
months, I'm trying to put together everything in my promotion packet.
Oh my
so I'm going to be very preoccupied with that. So to
oh,
maybe hold off on an intervention until next semester,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, just until November, I might be out of the loop a little bit.
That's fine. I mean, I don't know. I told Jennifer this, but I don't know if you guys know that in the off years, they want to do an e-conference for ESCOTS.
Is that what they're doing?
Yeah. So I stupidly volunteer to do that, so I'm kind of busy with that, too.
Yeah, Georgia, you're all over the place with volunteering for things.
Yeah.
I keep seeing your name on things.
I need like, a maid, a chauffeur, and someone to do my laundry, and then I'll be okay.
Oh, boy.
So, do we have anything else to discuss, or do we just want to move forward on our pieces?
I think
I have an apology. I don't know if I will know later when I talk to Jean. When Aisha was just asking about recording,
uh-huh.
I realized that I recorded our last meeting, but I never asked her for the recording, so I don't know if it's still there.
Oh. It's probably
is. I'm going to ask her to see if it's still in the archives or wherever they keep it.
Yeah.
But if not, then I'm apologizing for not having followed up soon enough to get that.
That's okay. Mm-hmm. It just means that you guys have to trust that my minutes are correct.
I'm sure they're wonderful.
You know, after our last phone conference, I contacted Jean Scott and I CC'd Bob on the note, and I asked about the document from the U.S. COTS
uh-huh.
for our, you know, the certificate that
uh-huh.
you guys got. I
right.
still did not get it.
Oh, but you know what? I went back, and I don't have one either.
Okay.
It was something else that she had sent me that I had asked her for earlier.
Okay, so I think I'm going to send something to Joan. I feel kind of bad about it, but going up for promotion, I'm thinking, wow, I spent 2 years working on professional development. I really need some type of a certificate that says I really did.
Yeah.
Unless, you know, I can get signed sworn statements by the three of you. But I'm just kidding.
If you need one, just let us know.
Yeah.
No, I'm really kidding. I'll get something. Can you guys, Nirazu and Georgette, what is it that it, do you remember what it was that you got at the luncheon the last day? Was it a certificate? Was it?
Yeah, it was a certificate.
And actually, I mean, we saw yours. They had some made out for you,
mm-hmm.
Jennifer and Aisha.
It's just
so
surprising that they didn't mail it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
did
I'm
you email
really
Joan?
Surprised. I'm sorry?
Did you email Joan?
That's my next step. I wanted to
I
wanted to stay out of, you know, like Joan usually sends stuff to Bob, I thought, because he was our advisor, mentor.
Yeah, it just seems like lots of things from Bob for Joan.
I'm sorry?
It seems like we get a lot of emails and communication from Bob for Joan.
Right.
I think Joan's very... very busy. Well, they both are, and that's why I don't want to bother them with that, but I'm thinking that I really need this document.
Yeah, well, it's been a while. They should have it out by now.
It has been a while.
All right. Well, I think I'll send something to Joan and maybe CC Jean on it and go from there. Okay.
All righty.
Well, thank you, everyone.
Thank you. I hope you feel better.
Thank you. Thank you.
But do you want to just, when we get the, decide later when we, if we need to meet again?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All righty.
Sounds great.
All right.
All right, y'all. Have a good rest of school.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, y'all.
Thank you. Please stand by.